Time to see what's happening in Sauk Prairie. Raul Labrèche is here with another edition of Mornings at McFarland's from our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Today's program is brought to you by DeMar's Plumbing, Prairie Clinic, and Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts.
And good morning, Sauk Prairie.
I should do that, like the good morning Vietnam thing, huh? That would be good. Good morning, Sauk Prairie. You know, whatever.
You need to come up with something.
I think I do. Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Thank you, Carol.
You're welcome. Appreciate
that. So welcome. Welcome to today's show. Here we are on December 13th of 2018. And we got a great show. I can tell it's going to be a great show. I have the vibe. You know, the vibe is there here on 99.7 Max FM. My guest today is someone that I've known for years. Oh, my gosh. Carol, we've known each other since what? You were in middle school?
I was in middle school.
Yeah. And we did a show together.
I was like 13.
And because you were one of my kids back then. So, and did, yep. I forget, what show was that?
Oh.
Was that Lion Witch in the Wardrobe?
No, we did different little snippets of things.
Oh, yeah. We had to be in the gymnatorium at that point, I think, wasn't it? Because I kind of remember having to flip lights on with circuit breakers
and
that kind of stuff. So it was a fun time. And rehearsing in that space, which is always fun. So, but anyways, Carol Gagnon is here. Carol, why do I struggle with your last name? Tell Tony to stop, change his last name. Make it Smith or something. So that,
Gagnon is fun. And then so, I really know who the Francophones are around here.
Because they know how to say it. I always want to say Gagnon. So, but
that
it's,
works.
You know,
it's closer.
It's to the real world, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, Gagnon. And which we were talking before the show, and it's related to the verb to win.
Yes,
so, Gagné. So, which is, those of you who are Francophones out there, you will hopefully appreciate that moment of the show. So, anyways, Carol, thanks for being here. Carol, you are the manager of the food pantry. What is your official title? Manager. Okay, of the food pantry.
Yes.
Sauk Prairie Food Pantry.
Unless you ask some fourth graders at Tower Rock Elementary, okay. I am the principal of the food pantry. I kind of like that title better.
The principal.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that does sound good, doesn't it?
Yep.
So it's the sort of thing where you can kind of walk around. I'm the principal.
I'm the principal. Yeah. I handle the paperwork and naughty children.
Which is similar. That is similar to what a principal does, right?
Yes.
So, and naughty children are of all ages, I would think, in your particular case, right?
Yes.
And so, anyways. So, and Carol, you've been a guest on the show before, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Always great to have you here. We have to have kind of like I think we're on kind of a biannual schedule, because it seemed last time, weren't you on in the summertime or in the late spring or something? We were talking about kind of things that were coming up.
I don't know. It was another day when I didn't have to teach, so
okay.
It was just a lucky ducky day that it worked out.
Like an early release day
mm-hmm.
or something. Yeah, because you do teach. You teach half-time.
Yep. 4K.
Oh, my gosh. So you must have almost boundless energy then, right?
I drink a lot of tea.
Yeah, Earl Grey, hot, you know, like Star Trek. So, and you've been involved with the food pantry for a whole bunch of years, right?
As a volunteer for about 10.
Okay.
And then I've been in this position, my son was 4, so
okay.
3.5 years.
Okay. So, boy, with that number of years, you were involved since you were like 13 then, right?
Sure. Thanks, Raul. Yes.
What did you do volunteer work when you were in school or whatnot?
I did, but not with the food pantry.
Okay.
Yep. No, I got involved with the food pantry because my mother was on the board and working the Saturday distribution. She said, come
okay.
help me.
Okay,
and
sure.
So then I got looped into working the Saturday distribution, and then I got voted onto the board.
Okay.
Without being at the meeting.
Right. Well,
that's
the danger. Yeah. You don't show up for a board meeting and all of a sudden you're the president. Yeah.
And then fell in love with it and this position came open, so I took it.
Okay. So you work about, well, you said half time most of the time, but it's this time of year it's more like full time given the amount of things that are going
yes.
on, which we're going to talk about that in a bit here. But so tell us a bit about the food pantry in general. I wonder if there are some people out there that even maybe don't know that there's a food pantry in the area.
We are awesome.
just ask us, we'll tell you.
I'll just start with that.
Yeah, that's a good place to start. Where do you go from there, though?
We serve anyone who lives in the Sauk Prairie School District area.
Okay.
You do not have to have kids in the school district. You just have to live within the district.
Okay.
Some people think that they have to have kids. You do not.
So that would include Merrimack. That would include what?
North Freedom.
Okay.
Some parts of Lodi are part of our school district.
Okay. Some parts of Baraboo? Would it be like this, the rural
areas? No Baraboo
areas?
Addresses.
Okay, no Baraboo.
Baraboo
okay.
goes to the Baraboo Food Pantry.
Okay. Yeah, because they have one of their own, right?
Mm-hmm.
But there wouldn't be one in Merrimack. And there is there one in Lodi?
There's a small one in Merrimack that okay. Merrimack residents can go to.
Okay.
They have to contact one of the churches in town there
okay.
for that.
Well, and you, we were talking about that, too. You have a new one at the high school. There's
we
like an
do.
Annex, right?
I'm
That's
super excited.
Cool.
It's my pet project.
Okay.
My little baby, and I love it. It's set up within a classroom in the high school. There okay. was a separate space with its own door. And any student of the high school that feels that they need food at home can go.
Okay.
And they can go as often as they feel they need to.
Okay. So no one at the high school needs to theoretically go hungry, right?
I mean, right.
We would hope.
Right.
So is it pretty well stocked? I mean, are you stocking it from the stuff that you get to make sure that they have a
I have separate funds that are coming in for the annex.
Okay.
So that's all separate. Some okay. people donate food specifically for that.
Okay.
And I have this great, lovely retired teacher who keeps it well stocked for me
and
organized.
Wonderful.
So I don't have to worry so much about it.
Wonderful.
And she goes in, and then the students just let a teacher know, any teacher in the building,
okay.
that they need food. And they'll get them into that room.
Okay.
And they can take their backpack and take it home, and nobody has to know that they have gone there and that they got food.
Are you seeing good response already to it? Is it being used?
Okay. It's growing.
Okay.
The first month, we only had, I think, like 13 students come.
Okay.
Last month, we had 29.
Wow.
And so when you figure out
That's
how
a
many...
300% increase, just about.
When you figure out, though, how many family members that covers, because they're taking it home to feed their family, not just themselves.
Sure.
That it was 117 extra people were served just by that high school food.
Man.
So we're hoping it's trickling down to the younger students as well.
Wow.
Because I hear from a lot of my teacher friends, their students are hungry.
Yeah.
They might only get breakfast and lunch at school and the snacks at school, and then they go home and there's no food.
Right.
Even if they come to the food pantry, which they can do both.
Right.
But sometimes parents work third shift.
Right.
They're not home. Maybe the kids don't know how to prepare the food.
Right.
So the food that we have at the high school is kid-friendly.
Okay.
Things that they can easily make.
Or...
Macaroni and cheese, but we have, like, canned vegetables. Those are easy to open up and heat up.
Sure.
Boxes of cereal.
Okay. So all the stuff that we'd be able to... You'd be able to feed yourself even if you don't have a parent at home.
Right.
Help with stuff.
So we're not handing out ground beef or anything like that where they'd have to fry it up or anything like that. But cans of tuna, those are easy to do.
Okay. So are there meats then? Cans of tuna, cans of chicken, that kind of thing?
Right.
Okay.
Yep.
So they can actually get a fairly well-rounded diet as well? So
we had a UW Baraboo student come through, and she had to do a project for one of her classes, and she evaluated our foods, and then she went and did a food drive geared towards just healthy foods for high school students.
Cool.
Yeah, it was really nice.
Well, and I noticed that the associations that I've had with the food pantry, in fact, there was a section of our skill class that I'd gone through where we were looking at some of the issues with, you know, poverty and whatnot in Sauk County, and one of the things we had to do was come through the food pantry and actually live off of the food. I forget how many days it was. It was supposed to be a day?
I think it was just one day, but every meal, including snacks.
Right. So everything was supposed to be planned. And I was impressed with the range. I mean, it really is a well-balanced diet, that you have something from the major food groups and people are able to, take advantage of a good resource for good food, which that's one of the hardest things, is even if you can afford some food, oftentimes you can't afford good food.
Correct. We try to go by what Second Harvest of Madison suggests, which is called foods to encourage.
Okay.
Those good, healthy foods that'll keep you going all day long, not just the quick sugars.
Or quick carbs or whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
So now when people ask me what they should do for a food drive, I try to avoid saying, chips and candy, things like that, instead going with the whole grains and the fruits and the veggies.
Well, you think of that, too, with a lot of people that are poor, there can be issues with obesity and just being overweight. And a lot of that has to do with the diet that people are on. I mean, you fill up on chips.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take anybody very long to become pretty big sized.
Right.
Because that's where you're getting your main, food source from, and it's just not healthy. So all the way around.
And the majority of our patrons have some sort of health issue.
Okay.
Whether it's diabetes or cancer, parts of intestines removed. So there are things that they can't eat. Man. So if we have those good, healthy things, then there's more options for them.
Sure, sure. Hopefully, at least some things there. Right, exactly. Let's talk about some of those stats, like the food poundage and the number of families that are served and some of the factors that you consider for people that are going to come in and use your services.
Yeah.
So overall food poundage that you...
Well, it's kind of amazing. Each month we get in about 10,000 pounds of food.
Okay.
And people ask me, well, do I have to worry about rotating our food? No, because it doesn't stay on the shelves that long. So almost every month I give out about 10,000 pounds of food.
Okay. So that's just the stuff that you're able to purchase as well as get from?
Purchase and donated.
Okay. So put that into, like, individual perspective. How much poundage of food does the average person eat?
Well, if you think about it, right now we're up around 200 families a month.
Okay.
So take the 10,000 pounds divided by 200 families.
Okay, which would be two or three people per family, four people per family?
It varies.
Okay.
From one, and then we have one family that has nine.
Oh, wow. So average that out across 200 families, and you could be, well, you're probably easily feeding 1,000 people, right?
Correct.
So without too much trouble there. I'm figuring out that math. I hope that's right. Although I just said 300%, it was really only 100%.
That's okay.
We know
it's
how
8
much
a.m. wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I am an arts person. I know how to do
some
math.
I'm an arts
math.
Person, too.
Yeah,
so,
work. You can't get me to the Windows calculator too fast.
They always say dancers can't count. It's true.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. So you're supposed to 1, 2, 3, 4. So, what are there, like, factors when a family is, I guess, being evaluated, right, for whether or not they can qualify
right.
for the services? What are the kinds of things that they look at?
Well, anybody who comes to our food pantry needs to bring a piece of mail dated within the last 30 days that shows that they live in our school district.
Okay.
So it has to have their address on it.
Okay.
It can be junk mail. It's okay.
Okay.
Because sometimes people literally just move here.
Okay.
And they say, check your mailbox. I bet there's something.
Right.
And then we also need an ID for every member of the household.
Okay.
It does get tricky for kids. Because we need one for them, but we're pretty lenient. It can be something from the school district, like a report card.
Okay.
It can be an insurance card, library card works.
Okay.
It can be a hospital bracelet.
Okay.
Very
so
flexible.
Free things. I mean, it's not something mm-hmm. you necessarily have to go and apply for a Wisconsin State ID where it's whatever,
nope.
$25 or something.
And we also cannot ask for your income level. You just have to verbally state that you fall under the income requirements set by the government.
Okay.
And then the other thing is anybody who is homeless or
okay.
a migrant worker,
okay.
they do not have to show any form of ID.
Okay. So that would be a verbal, I would think, as well. That you.
It
just,
is.
Okay.
Yes.
So when you talk about income level, I'm just curious, what is the income level that is expected?
Oh, geez, Raul, you're putting me on the spot. I don't have it off the top of my head.
I guess it has to do, too, with number of people in the household, doesn't it?
It does.
So it flexes. That's like taxes.
Yep.
You know, that's how they determine property.
Yes. So if you go online and you Google
TEFAP,
TFAP, Income Guidelines.
The one number I do know is $1,200 is the poverty level because my daughter is working with AmeriCorps, and it's just over $1,249 or something, but because she's working with AmeriCorps and they had a thing about that's how you qualified for poverty level in terms of like loan repayments and
right.
things like that. So I think that's a single person at least. So $1,200 a month and anything under than that, you qualify. It must be $12,000 a year. So then it's like $100 or $1,000 a month that you can earn. So anyways, and anybody that tries to get by on $1,000, that was one of the interesting things we did with skill two was figure out what an average month costs most people. And it's pretty amazing how quickly, you know, if somebody's living on minimum wage jobs, it's really almost impossible.
It's hard. And a lot of our patrons are working.
Right.
People think, oh, people who come to the food pantry are lazy and don't work. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Many have multiple jobs.
Or they and then most of them, a lot of them have to walk there because you can't afford a car.
We do have quite a few that walk. They take the taxi when they can.
Right.
But thankfully, there are nice people in line, other patrons, that will give them a ride back.
Right.
Or sometimes my volunteers will give them a ride back.
Okay.
Hey, guess what? It is, if you have one person in your household, $1,859 per month.
Per month. Oh, it is higher than I thought. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So.
And then it goes up from there based on number of people in your household.
Okay. which is not easy. Not easy at all. Well, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll hear a word from our wonderful sponsors. Thanks for being with us today on Mornings at McFarland's. My guest is Carol Gagnon. She's going to be talking more with us about the Sauk Prairie Food Pantry and things that are going on this year that you can help with during the Christmas and holiday season. So thanks for joining us, Carol. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
Diamond. It's a magical word, isn't it? While diamonds are associated with engagements and weddings, they make wonderful gifts anytime. See Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gift Shop in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo today. Sophie's offers a beautiful choice of diamond engagement rings and perfect diamond gifts in earrings, pendants, and bracelets. Sophie's also offers in-store financing to qualified buyers with up to 1 year free interest. Diamonds. See them this week at Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts in the Baraboo Mini Mall on Highway 12, Baraboo.
And we're back, I think, here. Aren't we? Yeah, we are.
We are. We're live.
I was talking with Bruce Henn, came by. He was asking about Santa Sunday this coming weekend. So McFarland's is doing Santa Sunday on this Sunday.
This Sunday.
Duh.
December 17th at 10 a.m. here at McFarland's.
10 a.m. till noon. So if you,
if
kids haven't seen Santa yet or you want to see a Santa or just visit with Santa, Santa will be here from 10 until noon. Please come visit with Santa. And, of course, on Saturday we have our very Sauk Prairie Christmas episode again. This week it's Christmas in the services or emergency services. So we've got somebody from fire, somebody from the police department, I think from one of the emergency rooms, and from EMS. So
nice.
We'll be talking about their experiences working on the holidays, because obviously those services don't just get to take the day off. There's, I think in most cases, a rotation schedule, but there are other people that just they want to give to the other families of co-workers and whatnot, and they just volunteer. That's a day that they will work. And I'm sure we'll hear some interesting stories about things that happen in Christmas when you work in those services.
Well, I have to tell you, Raul, my son is super excited for the Saturday with the kerosene kites.
Oh, yes.
On the 23rd of December.
Yes, that's our last show. Brian Brotherton will be here talking about Christmas in Bethlehem. And then, yes, the Kerosene Kites, Beth Kelly and Eric Kachellan will be here. Kachellan, I think he says he pronounces it kind of like cello. Kachellan. So, and great musicians. That'll be a great show. This week, actually, it's the Kelters are going to be playing. So,
oh, I love Bob and Marita.
Yeah, Bob has been really incredibly helpful in organizing the different people that are talking, because he's obviously with being in EMS. Anyway, so you're going to tune in here on 99.7 Max FM. We got great things going on this weekend, next weekend, and of course next week. Next week, Sam Ness is going to be on the show, who's an area musician. You
he
know
is.
Sam.
Local
so
high school.
He's got a brand new album that's coming out next week, so he's actually going to premiere some of the tunes on
that
album.
He's dropping it here.
He is. He's dropping it here. We're going to have a big-time show. This is where all the action happens here. So anyone who's anyone, right? So tell me some of the personal stories. Guest today, Carol Gagnon. If you're
Gagnon.
And Carol Gagnon, the manager, the principal of Food Pantry, is here with us today. Carol, talk a bit about some of the personal stories you have of working at the Food Pantry over all these years, and things that you've seen that have been. I mean, there's got to be just inspiring things that happen every now and then, right? Or stories of people that have been touched by the services you offer.
Well, the first story has to do with toilet paper.
Oh, really?
Yes. You would never guess.
No.
But food pantries don't just give out food, typically. We also have health and beauty things. And one of the things we try to keep in stock is toilet paper.
Okay.
And when I started, we'd only give out one roll per month.
Okay.
Per family.
Okay.
Can you imagine one roll?
One roll.
In your house.
Yeah, that would last my daughter like a day.
Yep.
So.
And so I tried to increase that when I took over so that families get four rolls per month.
Okay.
Well, one year at the food pack event, the can construction event, that 6-8 and Feed My Starving Children event, 6-8 did a tower of toilet paper. And so we were able to give out, it was between 6 and 10 rolls for a couple months.
Wow.
People were crying in line over toilet paper. And I got so many hugs. They were just so grateful. You just hear the stories about people getting fired from their jobs because they take the rolls of toilet paper from their job and they get fired.
Right.
If somebody desperately needs it that much, don't fire them.
Right.
Help them.
Right.
So if you're ever considering giving a gift to any food pantry, wherever you are, toilet paper.
Right.
It seems so simple, but do it. Toilet
paper
is an amazing gift.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, and you're right. You wouldn't think of it as being, you know, such it's a pretty needful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Although, you know, if you go to France, I think they use, like, brown paper bags or something. You know, so sometimes you wonder.
I did not experience that in France, Raul. I'm wondering where you stayed.
It was a hospice. And
that explains
it. Yeah, it was. I don't know that it was, you know, paper bags, but it sure felt like it. And it kind of looked like it when it came off the roll, too. You're like, whoa, what is that? I don't know. Maybe it was something that some fad that they were going through at the time.
Well, so, I do have one more story for you.
Yeah. Please.
Quite often, we have patrons that come for a long time to the food pantry, or they might just come a couple times and they're done because they're back on their feet. But the nice thing is, lately, I've been getting a lot of volunteers that have been patrons, or they are currently patrons, and they want to give back.
Sure.
They want to help. And so they come back and they help with our restockings, or when we get second harvest deliveries in. So it's kind of cool. They're turning it around and paying it forward.
Sure. Which, you know, you would hope there'd be more of that, right? I mean,
yes.
I think of that, too, when Ann, I was sharing how Ann and I had some tough years where, I guess it seemed like, well, no, it was years, but there were a few months there where we needed the help of the food pantry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's one of those things where you're just so thankful that there's that safety net there. And, you know, this isn't tax dollars. This is donations.
All donations.
This is the community coming forward and saying, we know there's a need and we want to help. So that brings me to my next question. How can we help? So obviously some volunteer needs on a regular basis.
This is the time of year when a lot of my volunteers snowbird.
Okay.
And they go south.
Okay.
So I need help with the second harvest deliveries. And what that is twice a month, typically the second Friday and the fourth Monday of each month.
Okay.
Where Second Harvest brings whatever I order.
Okay.
Usually it's about 2,000 pounds of food. And it gets unloaded, and we have to load it into the building and then restock it all.
Okay.
And so we need extra help. And if anybody would want to help with that, they can call the food pantry and leave me a message.
Okay.
Because what I do is I email out the day before a delivery when the truck is coming.
Okay. Some people know to be there within the time frame
right.
that it's going to be most helpful. Okay.
So if they want to call 644-0504, extension 29, and leave me a message with their email address.
643-0504, extension
644.
644,
0504.
644-0544. No. See, I'm purposely doing this so that you have to say it over and over.
644-0504, extension 29.
There you go. So now you've heard it from the source instead of from the guy.
Or you can go on our fancy schmancy new website, www.spfoodpantry.org.
Okay. Excellent.
It's new. I'm really excited about that, too.
Well, you've got so much new stuff going on. The holiday... Well, there's a holiday shop.
There's a holiday shop also.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
So, Kim Stuber and Judy Fowler of town here got together and a couple years ago started this where different vendors and crafters sell their items and they... Each vendor donates their table fee to be there to the food pantry.
Okay.
And it helps pay for our meat coupons.
Okay.
So in November and December, each family gets a coupon for meat.
Okay.
It's our holiday gift to them.
Excellent.
Instead of providing turkeys or hams, they get a coupon and they can go get it themselves.
Okay.
If they want that or any other type of meat.
Okay.
And so this year it is at the former Harley-Davidson shop here on Phillips Boulevard in Sauk City.
Which Virgil was really helpful in putting that together.
Right. Virgil, who owns the Harley shop here and in Madison, he is donating the use of his space. And it's an amazing building.
Yeah.
It's huge and gorgeous, and it's been decorated for the holidays. And I was told originally there's 20 vendors and crafters, but I guess there's more.
Okay.
Somebody said maybe upwards to 40.
And when is that open?
This Saturday from 9 until 4.
Okay. So if people have missed the other events like this around, they can get out here, and it's actually helping a good cause, a great cause. And then don't forget, too, I mean, people, this is a really good time for donations. People tend to be very generous over the holidays. But we've talked about this before, like January and February can be some tough months because those things fall off, right?
Right.
So
the food drives tend to end, and so therefore we don't get as many donations of things in.
Sure.
So if anybody's looking to donate toilet paper,
right.
But also shampoo and deodorant.
Okay.
I always say anything that you would need to look and smell nice for a job interview.
Sure.
Or to keep your job.
Sure, sure.
So those types of items. But then also crackers are a huge one.
Really?
Yep.
Okay.
Crackers and soup. It's that time of year.
Okay.
And then I was thinking cans of chili or chili mixes would be nice to have.
Okay. Things that are easy meals.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're talking about the high school annex and how it's good to have things that are easy for a kid to just prepare.
Right.
In case like mac and cheese.
We have a lot of senior citizens where a meal in a can for them is sometimes two meals.
Right.
Or they add to it because they know how to do that. They know how to mix things in.
Sure.
And they have great recipe ideas, but we need that starter of like a meal in a can.
Excellent. Excellent. And then I guess let's talk about news on the horizon. I know you don't have any definites here, but there's kind of a...
We will be moving at some point.
You know that for sure.
Yes.
So, and this is, again, you've mentioned 6-8. This is in conjunction with 6-8, right?
It is.
Some of their things that 6-8
has purchased a building. And it's being renovated right now, and as soon as it's done, we will be in once they get the official permit to let us in.
Okay.
And we're going from about 800 square feet to 2,000 square feet for the food pantry.
Wow. Cool. So a lot more space, not only to serve people, but for storage of things, so people want to be able to donate, you know, more places to put that stuff.
And then we're also getting from the former Sauk Prairie Memorial Hospital their walk-in fridge and walk-in freezer.
Wow. How cool is that?
So when farmer and gardeners this summer come with their great garden goodies, we have more space to store them.
Right.
I'm super excited.
Well, you know, and I think of some of the cool things that you do. Like I noticed there are like birthday kits there.
Birthday bags.
Yeah.
Yes.
So and it has like a cake in it and just things to help make a birthday a little more special for a kid.
Right. So anybody who's under 12 having a birthday that month, the parents can come and or grandparents, whoever they live with, and take a bag. And has a cake mix and usually a disposable pan and candles and plates and sometimes a gift in there, too.
Yeah.
Because every child should get to have a birthday.
Yeah.
Parents shouldn't have to decide, am I buying gas for my car or having a birthday for my child?
Right. Let's celebrate that they're here, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the one time a year we get to celebrate that you are here.
Yes.
So, good thing to do. Well, let's take another quick break to hear a word from our sponsors. My guest today has been Carol Gagnon. I'm going to learn how to say that name right with even out having to look at anything, Carol. If it kills
the next
me,
next time
gonna,
I come in,
I will study like weeks ahead of time. So, and you were talking about 6-8 too. That made me think John and Sarah Ramthlin, who have been guests on the show too. John and Sarah, if you're listening, you are long overdue for coming on the show. So I am coming after you because they have great things that they do besides helping you. There's all kinds of wonderful things that 6-8 does. Anyways, we'll take a quick word from our sponsors and come back and talk about community calendar a little bit and all the things that are coming up. Remind you of some of the things at McFarland's and with the food pantry and all that kind of stuff. Don't go anywhere, folks, here on 99.7 Max FM.
DeMars Plumbing, since 1982, is the plumbing company to turn to for quality design, installation, maintenance, and repair of residential and business plumbing systems. DeMars Plumbing specializes in plumbing fixtures and water heaters, septic systems, private water well systems, radiant in-floor heating, and excavating and trucking needs. DeMars Plumbing, located just west of Sauk Prairie. They're open weekdays 7 to 5. Call 608-544-4471. Online at DemarsPlumbing.com.
The almost unearthly luster of pearls has always been prized and well-loved as a gift.
Sophie's Fine Jewelry in Baraboo has shimmering pearls and earrings, pearls in pins, pearls in necklaces and pendants, pearls with price tags as varied as the selection. Pearls with their mysterious glow add a translucent beauty to the woman who wears them. When you give a gift of pearls, she'll love them as much as she'll love you. Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, Highway 12 in the Baraboo Mini Mall.
Prairie Clinic in Sauk City offers their patient portal, a secure means to connect with a healthcare provider. Your patient portal allows patients online access to their physician's office for secure messages, medication refill requests, records requests, and you can look up health information too. Contact Prairie Clinic at 643-3351 to enroll or ask about it at your next appointment. Prairie Clinic, 112 Helen Street in Sauk City. Primary care services to the community for over 60 years.
At work, in the car, wherever you are. Maximum Hits, Max FM.
And we're back here on Mornings Epping Farms. Thanks for joining us this morning. My guest has been Carol Gagnon. We will talk with the French people and then it will be easier to remember. So one that we're coming to our show, I have not done this lately and I apologize for it, but we've been so busy with guests and things to talk about. But coming up this week, some things going on in the area that people want to be aware of. One is the ongoing Baby It's Cold Outside. That's going on again this year. This is the second annual collection for that, and basically it's a collection being run for folks that we can drop off winter hats, mittens, gloves, scarves, snow boots, snow pants, and that's going on at Edward Jones, the Joe LaCour office here on 811 Phillips Boulevard. So if you have stuff, they are collecting until December 15th, so that's I think through this week, right, through Friday. So please take advantage of that. Also wanted to just do a call out. One of our area's new businesses, Vintage Brewing, is having open interviews right now. So if you're interested in working at Vintage Brewing, they are doing things out at Woodshed Ale House, which has been their location for vintage beers for quite a while now. But there are open interviews running from now through December 17th, from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. So feel free to stop down there if you're looking for a new job opportunity or something you'd like to try. It's going to be a beautiful facility. It looks like there's all kinds of wonderful things. In fact, the Chamber is going to have their annual banquet there.
Yeah,
it's kind of a kickoff event, right?
Very fun.
So lots of fun things. And then, of course, we have some events going on here at McFarland's.
Yes,
a very Sauk Prairie event going on Saturday. So come on down. Be a part of our live audience. It was so much fun last week. We had a really good audience for Jerry Abbs. It was so much fun to have a live audience there that could respond to things that were going on and had great music from Kurt Miney and the Prairie Spies. And this week we've got a great show with Emergency Services people that are going to be here talking about their experiences.
So, and the Kelters.
Yeah, exactly. The Kelters are doing our music for us. So come on down and join our live audience from 10 until 11. Also, all day Saturday is this wonderful event going on over at the
Holiday Shop.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
So come on down and support our area crafters and artists. And some of the money from that event, the table fees, are all going to support the food pantry. So that will encourage them to do this again next year.
I'd also like to add that Marietta Ryder sells plates of cookies every year.
Oh, yes.
It's $10 a plate, and all $10 goes to the food pantry.
And, have you ever been out to her place when she's doing the cookie?
I have. My son loves it. He calls her the cookie lady.
Oh, my God. It's like you walk in there. It's like, okay, I need to, eat every cookie here because it smells so incredible out there. That should be, a holiday tour thing is, when you do the holiday tour, you do lights, and then you stop at Marietta's and get to smell. Smell it for,
and
like,
taste.
Yeah.
Smell and taste.
Yeah, just do, quick, crumbs of things so that
the broken ones.
Of course, then, the poor woman would be even more overworked for all the additional cookie orders she would get. So, and then on Sunday, Santa's going to be here at McFarland. So if you haven't seen the Santa yet, or you want to see a particularly handsome Santa. No, he's not that handsome. So
Santa with a great radio voice.
Great face for radio, that's for sure. Anyways, Santa will be here from 10 until noon, and we've got gifts for the first 50 kids that come on down.
Just the first 50, they should be here right away.
You want to get here and make sure you get your picture taken with Santa and get your gift. McFarland's has been very generous with that over the years. I'm really impressed with what we're able to do for kids and just have a little bit of fun.
Well, we do love the McFarland's.
I'm kind of biased, so I hate to say. So, but thanks for joining us this morning, Carol. It's been great having you on the show as usual. We'll have to catch up again, maybe sometime this summer or when,
that'd be great.
When you're at a point where you could use a little extra push for...
And when we're in the new building.
There you go.
It's right behind McFarland's.
Ooh, we got a date already. It's
right
all
behind
set.
McFarland's.
Not a problem at all. We'll get that happening. So thanks for joining us today, folks. I'm Mornings at McFarland's. Hope you enjoyed the show here on 99.7 FM. Max FM. Forgive me for 99.7 Max FM. This is a great radio station to work for. Let me tell you, the folks at Max FM do such a great job of putting together community-based stuff like Mornings at McFarland's. We're so happy to have the opportunity to have people like you and others on the show. So
thank you, Ralph.
Join us next week when Sam Ness will be on the show talking about his new album that he's about to release. So Sam's a local artist that I've had the pleasure to know for many years because he went to school with my son even. So we'll be talking with Sam and I think playing some of his music.
Ooh,
la la. So join us for that show and for other things going on during the holiday season. Thanks, folks, for being here. We'll see you next week.
Mornings at McFarland's with host Raul Labrèche is produced live at our 99.7 Max FM studios at McFarland's in Sauk City. Listen again next Wednesday morning at 8:05 for another edition of Mornings at McFarland's. Today's show was brought to you by Prairie Clinic, Sophie's Fine Jewelry and Gifts, and DeMars Plumbing.